We have to create the right vibe, you know, the energy, and everybody at the organization has to feel so privileged to be here. It's no other way.
Thanks for listening to the Purely Arsenal podcast. Please follow us on Twitter at Purely Arsenal FP for all the latest Arsenal podcasts.
Welcome to another episode of the Purely Arsenal Sit Down podcast. It's the big giant transfer preview podcast, and I'm joined by what all started with all our regulars. Neil Shah, how are you?
I'm just enamoured and honoured to be in the presence of all you three amazing people. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, thank you. I like it. Neil's going to be our Kieran Tierney of this podcast.
I'm just a mascot
spectator. He's going to ask for a 30 million transfer fee. Also got James Johnson with me. How you doing, James?
I'm very well. Yeah, Neil's looking at going to purely Newcastle, isn't he? Or maybe purely Villa. Emery might take him with him. So
yeah,
we'll see. Villa. I was going to say it's been very hot in here today, hasn't it? So we might have to quickly, you know. Oh, what's that? Oh, let's get that ready for tomorrow, boys. Oh, yes.
I like that.
Shove that treble up your ass. Let's go.
I tell
Come
you
on, what, Inter. Come on, Inter.
I'm watching highlights of Lukaku at the moment just to get myself excited. But
someone has to.
Come on, Romelu. Come on, mate. And I got also joined by Michael Harris from Arsenal Above All. Obviously, originally was on us with our podcast, now doing brilliant things, but finally got him back on the podcast. How you doing, Mike?
Thanks. I'm doing well, man. Great to be back and to see you guys. You know, it's always a pleasure. I know we keep in touch, obviously, with WhatsApp chats, but it's been a long time. I think, was it last time I was on? I think it was the 100th pod, five months ago. And I think old Trophy Dodgers of Sea have gone through three managers since then. So it's been a long time, isn't it, boys?
It has. We've had a pretty good season. Not, you know, it didn't culminate in a trophy, but I think, you know, it might be one of our most exciting seasons for some time, you know, and I think it's a really, you know, if we predicted that at the start of the season, we would all have been pretty delighted with it. So it was pretty fantastic. I know, Mike, you did a season review pod that I'm actually still listening to. I'm not good at doing the season reviews. I'm not good at looking back after it. I'm like, right, let's look forward. Let's see what we're going on. So that's what this podcast is about, really. We're going to talk about what's in the squad, what do we need to do, keep, sell or loan, and then talk about what can we look at and maybe touch on, I know Neil doesn't like it, but one or two of the really obvious rumours. Not talk about the ones that are coming from tier 46 sources, you know, but we'll talk about the one or two that are literally just everywhere in the media, which probably even Neil would say have a slight chance of happening, you know. But let's go through it. So we're going to go each position. I'll start with you, Mike. So I'm going to go off the top of my head, but I've got a lot of it written down. But so goalkeeper, basically want to know what your thoughts are on the goalkeeping position. Keep, sell, or loan. I want to caveat it because I think I spoke to James about this the other day. On the podcast last time, I kind of hinted at the fact that because the four I'm talking about is Ramsdale, Turner, and then I guess we should mention Okonkwo and Cole Hine. Okonkwo's done really well on loan recently, and Cole Hine, you know, he's Estonian international, probably needs to play, and I'm not certain a third place goalkeeping position is something we're going to do with him this season. So those are the four. Just to caveat it and go into it, Mike, there has been some talk about if we get a third choice goalkeeper in, would we mimic what Man City have done with getting this sort of like experienced keeper in that's obviously got, you know, a little bit of a leadership role like they do with Scott Carson, who's played like two games in 6 years or something. I just wonder what your thoughts are on that. There was, I think Gunnerblog, who's, you know, works for The Athletic, bit of intel, said the club was actually looking at that. I think this week he said the club was actually looking at getting Okonkwo and Cole Hine, you know, the game time that they needed and bringing in a third choice goalkeeper. What's your opinion on Ramsdale and Turner, keep, loan or sell, and what we should do with the third goalkeeper position?
The third goalkeeper position, I would probably loan the two of them out, the two youngsters out. Rimarsson, obviously we've got to mention him because he's still in the books, obviously. Can we have a a purely Arsenal taxi. So we'll just put him in the taxi so he's going off to the airport. So I'll put Ron Arsenal in there. So he might be a few more. We might have to get one of those minivans.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Put, get a U-Haul size one.
James could drive him there. I think he'd be all right. And Neil could tell him tales about how great Arsenal have been. And, you know, like, sorry, boys, you just weren't at the level of the Invincibles and what we need to do to get the quadruple and all that stuff. So Neil could be doing that on the way to the airport. But I think Larson definitely would go. The two youngsters, I would have them on loan somewhere else. And then, obviously, I think Turner, I was a bit worried about him in the second half of the season. I think up to the World Cup, he was all right. I mean, maybe he got a little bit fatigued because he played most of the games out there for America. But not too sure about him, wavering on him a little bit. So in that sense, yes, an experienced keeper would be a good shout. I think in that sense, do you then go cheap or do you spend a bit of money? And then obviously then that cuts into the budget elsewhere where we're obviously going to talk about later. But yeah, it's a good shout to get an experienced person in that position. Because there is a little, you know, I think all of us have got that slight little worry just how Ramsdale's going to be, in a way in the Champions League. And is he going to let it get to his head a little bit too much, or is he just going to try and just focus a lot? Hopefully it's the latter. But yeah, I would definitely say, obviously keep those two, Turner and Ramsdale, but just slightly maybe get someone else in, a bit more experience. He's got a few, like rounds in them, I should say, and the two youngsters, get them on loan again.
Yeah, you think there's any chance we sell any of those two youngsters because they've kind of gone out and back and forth. Certainly, Okonkwo's gone all. I think he had two loans in 1 year this year, one in England, yeah, and one in Austria. I presume we wouldn't get big money from, but Okonkwo's done pretty well.
Yeah, it could be. I think maybe Hein could be sold. I think that's going to be even more important this, in the summer, what we can generate, however much it is, just how much we can generate from people. But I would probably say those two, loan them out because they're still quite young and maybe see what they're like after that. If because when you look at it, there's not going to be much rotation in that position, is there? Especially with the Champions League, it's going to be Ramsdale. With the Premier League, it's going to be Ramsdale. So that just leaves the domestic Cups and League Cups, and that's just going to be Turner. The two kids aren't going to get a look in, so you're getting them out again, get some more minutes, but then you've got the experienced person who can push maybe in those domestic cup competitions, and then in a sense push again for Ramsdale maybe if he wavers a little bit. But yeah. Yeah, it's an interesting one.
Yeah, Turner. Yeah, Jack, I saw a big injury. Go ahead, Jack.
I saw someone online saying that Hein would like to go. Because he needs to get game time before the Euros, and I was like, he's in a group of Austria, Belgium, and Sweden. He ain't going. I don't mean to. If Estonia, if we got any Estonian listeners, and you do qualify, flip that up and then bait me after. But I'm not very confident that you're going to beat Austria, Belgium, and Sweden to get to the Euros. So
he's their number one, is he?
Yeah, he plays for him. Yeah, but no, I mean, as long as the experienced goalkeeper ain't Hugo Lloris, I'm happy. You know what I mean? I don't want
to. Yeah,
he's a free agent. Like, yeah, exactly. He puts Lerpak on his gloves before the game starts. You know what I mean? We don't need that.
This isn't unheard of, is it? I mean, Mark Poom, John Lukic, we had this with Wenger. To be honest, I want to say they came in as second goalkeepers, but I don't know who it would be currently. I think I saw some links today for Begovic to Luton. But it's possible that kind of player to come in. I don't know how much value it would have in the squad. It would have to be cheap, I presume. I can't imagine we're putting big money out there for something like that because I just can't see it. But it would be interesting. I think beyond that, though, we expect, like Mike said, Ramsdale to be number one, Turner to be number two. A little bit of concern with Turner's feet if we're going to go long-wise. We had him out for 3 months like Tomiyasu. I think we'd all be going, okay. But he's good with his, very good with his hands. He's actually a little bit like Leno was, to be honest. I mean, he has, the same sort of question marks over him in terms of how he plays with the ball with his feet. Very good shot stopper, that kind of stuff. But I think I agree with Mike mostly there. They've got no issue with that. I would do the same thing. Who wants to take fullbacks? James, I'm going to give you fullbacks. Neil, I'm going to give you centre-backs because you like to talk about Saliba non-stop. So fullbacks, we've got Ben White, if we're assuming, well, I think we are definitely assuming he's going to play fullback at the very least for a good period of time. We've got Tomiyasu, who we don't really know when his time's back is. Then we've got Zinchenko, Tierney, Tavares, and I think you probably have to include, if you want to talk about Norton Cuffey and Raul Waters, who plays right back sometimes, and even Lino Sosa, you could do. But I get the feeling, if we want to bracket all of those three as not really being in the first team squad, I think that's likely, by the way. But you can tell me if you think different. Then we'll just limit it to White, Tomiyasu, Zinchenko, Tierney, Tavares. Take it away, James.
Yeah, so this is easy. So I think Ben White's going to stay. I think Tomiyasu's going to stay. And I think Zinchenko's going to stay. I think Kieran Tierney, if you asked me, I wouldn't mind keeping him. However, he wants to go. He's good enough to go. And he's arguably one of the best players that we're going to have at making us money. If we're going to outlay, which we're going to talk about earlier, you're going to have to recoup a bit. And out of majority of the people that I've put on my list that I would sell, he's one of your ones that's going to get you big money. You've got Cedric there as well. Just like I said the other day, get rid. there's no need for you. And then if you really want to scrape the barrel, I know he's gone anyway, but Maitland-Niles, you could have counted as a fullback. He's gone anyway. So yeah, he's gone, you don't even have to talk about him. So, but I think it's pretty straightforward. I can't see us looking at getting rid of any of the others.
What do you think about Tavares? Sorry, what do you think? Sell alone with Tavares? Oh, I presume you're in the sell alone bracket. But
no, he's gone as well. He ain't coming back. Once Arteta has had enough of you, he's had enough of you. Like, look at Gwen, like we said the other week, look at Guendouzi. Yeah, he's like,
do you feel we could get a fee in for him, or it's a loan? Because he didn't have a terrible loan spell. Like, early on, he was scoring every week, wasn't he? Like,
I would find it very, very hard to find somebody that would pay, obviously, big money for him. I think you'd get something, but compared to what we got before, you know, what we paid out for him, I don't think we'd get anywhere near that back.
We only paid 7 million for him, though, didn't we?
Yeah.
It was a cheap purchase.
But I think you're struggling to get that back.
That's a bad loan then, isn't it?
Really? Well, it's one of them where, sadly, it's the attitude that's cost it. You know, there were times when I watched him where I thought, this is a good player here.
Yeah,
I looked at him and I thought, you could go further forward, you know, because you going defensively, I don't rate, but going forward, he had an array of finishes in him. He scored that, you know, he scored the little tiny goal against Man United. I can't remember who else he scored. He scored the one where, like, he cut in and slotted it. I know Man United was one, but I can't remember the other one. He's done it to himself, really. Just with application and effort, and you got to put. You know, we're talking about how we need everybody to put 100% in. So yeah, if you're not going to do that, you got to go. So
yeah, it's very much mimicked Guendouzi in that sense, hasn't it? In terms of the disciplinary issues
and are you just doing the squad who we're keeping and selling at the moment before we talk about who we're bringing in?
Yep, bringing in's next. Hold on, I'm going to do keep selling. Numbers at the end of it, and then we'll go. Centre-backs, Neil. I know you know, memory's going a little bit because age. So let me just go through them with you. Saliba, Holding. I'm going to forget someone again. I guess you put Raul Waters again there. You could also mention Tomiyasu here as well. He's not played centre-back for us, but Gabriel Kirior. So Saliba, Holding, Gabriel Kirior. Beyond that, I know I'm forgetting somebody that's out on loan or something.
Mari.
Pablo Mari, but I think they've already, Monza have to buy him. They have to. So they have to pay the 5 million for him. So we're definitely getting 5 million in this summer. Definitely.
And they have to do it. You got Trusty as well.
Austin Trusty, which apparently Rangers have been priced out for because his fee is 2 million. That's what I read, the other day. If you've been priced out for the Championship Player of the Year or Birmingham's Player of the Year, whatever, and 2 million's priced out, you literally are skint. I mean, you're Spurs without selling Kane. So, Neil, what do you reckon? Saliba, Holding, Tomiyasu, if you want to talk about Kirior, Gabriel, keep, sell, or loan.
Yeah, okay. Well, Tomiyasu, we need to hold on to because of the versatility. Holding, I think, as much as I love him and as much as being a great professional, he needs to go now. We need to get some money for him. As you said, we need to recoup some money to be able to make, you know, have all these outlays for the players we do need. Our first signing and priority and all-important signing has to be Saliba. Before Casido, before Declan Rice, before anyone else that he has to sign for me, he is going to be the future of our club, as far as I'm concerned. Even if he's only for 2 years, I don't care. It's still 2 years. So Saliba, yes, 100%. Gabriel, without question, needs to still be there. Kimmich, I think I can see good things in him. And I think he's versatile as well. And I think have to keep him. So I would still say, out of all of them holding, the others, yeah, we keep. As you said, the youngsters, I'm not sure about. Trusty, isn't he the one that's been doing so well?
Very well. Very
why
well.
Why are we thinking of getting rid of him?
Yeah, I think so. He's a left-footed centre-back. Right. So the Kyrgios signing, unless I'm missing something, is kind of ruling him out for being part of our squad next season. Yeah. We obviously don't feel, maybe we don't sell him. We could loan him.
Loan them.
The links at the moment have been to sort of a permanent sale, but it's very cheap. I mean, that is very cheap fee. You know, $2-3 million. I'm like, he's got to be.
I've heard nothing but good stuff about him. So why is he so cheap?
I don't really understand that fee either. I don't expect much, but that's
he was
cheap.
Literally brought in from their club in America, though, wasn't he? So it was. Yes. It was literally. How can we make money on this lad? Bring him. Get Arsenal to sign him, loan him, and then sell him on. Which is there's another lad. I think his name was Cole Bassett. I think he either still plays for Rapids or. He used to play for them because they do this where in their off season, in I think it's like the January time or whatever, they're bringing a few over to train with us. And if we think they're any good, then we sign. It's part of a deal that we bring some of them over here to try and help, you know, progress. But I can't see him. I can't see him staying. You know, even if you put Kivior as a fullback option, I still can't see Trusty being put as another centre back. And you know, you'd think that maybe they'd keep him for this preseason tour because he's American and it's a I keep saying, it's a license to print money. If you give the American boys a squad number and a shirt, you know, they're going to fly, especially that new goalkeeper top. It's nice. So the Turner ones of them will probably fly at. So,
keep on the Turner,
all the people that couldn't get the away one last year, they'll try and buy the keep one for this season. But I can't see him staying around. I think he'll be off.
I agree. What sort of fee you? What sort of fee you reckon for holding? I was thinking like 8 million. Five. Is that being too optimistic? Yeah, probably right. Yeah. 5 million. We're going to give him away for free, aren't we? Okay.
Say Sheffield United, aren't they? Sniffing around.
Oh, yeah, that seems about right. They got promoted, didn't they?
Yeah.
I think he'd do well for a lower half team that has a deep block. He's better than Maguire. He's definitely better than Maguire. Yeah. I'm better than Maguire, but he's definitely better than Maguire. And Maguire's on like 300 grand a week or something. So, I mean, it's low block. He's very good. Anyone plays a back three in the bottom half of the league, I think he'll do all right for him. I think he'll do all right. I like him in that. Mike, number six. So, number six, I don't know if we want to say Lokonga. We're going to say Lokonga's at the six. We don't really know. Eight, six. We don't know. That's the problem. We don't know. So, Jorginho, Partey, Elneny, Lokonga at the six currently. I wouldn't regard Patino as being in that position. I'd be higher up. Trying to think if there's anyone else I've missed, let me know. Keep, sell, or loan with those players. There's been links as well with Partey and recently Jorginho back to Italy. So, if you can always touch on that as well.
So Lokonga, he's in the taxi. He's definitely in there. I think Jorginho... I think there's a chance that he could go. I think it was definitely a stopgap signing, and if they're offering him good money, you know, going back to Italy, I think he'll take it. Partey's the one. I mean, it was just his how alarming his drop off was in that running that it's kind of shaken everybody up, because up until then. He was having a fantastic season and was integral. So he would definitely be kept unless you got a silly offering and you knew that you had a couple of athletic, mobile guys coming in. We all know who they are. Elneny, he's on a year extension, isn't he? So he's not going anywhere. He's doing his coaching badges there and everything. So he's got a spot regardless. Even if. Personally, I would say, you know, a bit like holding, yes, you know, thanks for your service, thanks for being professional, whatever. You know, we're on a different level now, and you're not at that level, you know, where we want to go. So I would have said sell Elneny, but you know, realistically he's not going to go anywhere. So of the ones you mentioned, I think that's Mukonga, Jorginho, and Elneny, who I would get rid of. And the ones staying would be Partey. And then that means there's space that we would definitely have to get, you know, definitely someone in.
If you do, I've got no problem with that. I mean, that was actually, if I was the dream scenario of the central midfielders you bring in, and if you could keep Partey as a rotational option because of, let's be honest, he's a rotational option anyway, just simply because he can't keep himself fit for two games a week. I mean, if you look at his data, he's basically a 25 game a season player. I mean, that's what he is. Yeah. You know, he doesn't.
Same with Elneny to a certain extent. He picks up a lot of injuries. And
yeah, late on he has, yeah.
They're normally big ones as well. You know, he's out for a while. So.
Yeah.
Again, it was almost falls into the Tomiyasu category, where I think over the last two seasons, Tomiyasu's missed 38 league games. 34, sorry, 34 league games.
Wow.
That's practically a season, you know.
Yeah.
And you can't, you know, and as we keep saying, you know, the best ability, you know whatever that is. 34 games, sorry, 38. 34 games, that's a lot of games to miss out on over a two-year period. And, so...
Do you worry if we get rid? Let's say we get rid of Jorginho, like you said, and I'd have no problem with it. Do you worry about the leadership we'd lose in terms of that sort of central midfield group with Xhaka and Jorginho going? You know, the biggest thing we've heard about Jorginho is he's been great around the group, and Arteta loves you know, his experience, etc. We're already losing a bit of that with Xhaka. I presume it's largely dependent on who you bring in, but that transition to a whole new midfield.
Yeah.
Is a little bit harder, maybe? I don't know.
A little bit, but you'd think that, well, they would have picked up a bit of experience themselves, obviously, with what they've been through this season. And if you get a particular person in from East London, he's got a lot of experience and a lot of communication. You know, he's a captain, already. So that would be able to be plugged in. I think there's certain times where, it's like kids, isn't it? You know, after a while, they're going to have to start to learn and walk themselves. And once they've done that, then that's it. You can't really keep getting in their ears anymore. You can't go there anymore. Well, I can walk now, you know. Just you can't stop them, you know, that's it. So I think, the experience, they would have picked up, as a squad, they would have picked up tons of experience after what they've gone through, especially the last two seasons, the way they've fallen off. So, I think we've got enough there, but obviously if it's important who comes in, you know, and if it's the one that we think it is, then we should be fine.
Yeah, agree with a lot of that. James, number eight. Well, this is a hard one because we don't even know who's at the eight. So, so we got Xhaka. Okay, I think we're going to know what you're going to say on that one. Smith Rowe, and I'm going to say Fabio Vieira, and I guess you should also say Charlie Patino there too. You could talk about other players that could play there, but I think those are about the four that we would predict, you know, could be an option as that being their favourite position.
Are you classing the captain as an eight?
Odegaard. Let's include eight and ten then. Let's go Odegaard there too, because really it's Odegaard. Once you include Fabio Vieira, it's Odegaard and no one else. So let's say Odegaard, Xhaka, Fabio Vieira, Smith Rowe, and obviously discuss Patino, but it sounds like we know what's going to happen there.
Yeah, Patino, I believe he's being sold from what we've, you know, read from months back. But what I did read months back as well is that we're looking at putting in the refusal. So if he does do well and someone goes to buy him, we've got the option, which I think's wise.
Yeah.
Because I don't, you know, you never know with these players. But he looked like one, you know, I think, Neil, you were there, weren't you, when he scored the goal. He looked like one that you'd thought he's the next of the Haalanders to really, you know, progress through. And it sadly doesn't look like it will be that way. But there's plenty more, you know, there's loads more to come. That academy at the moment's firing on all cylinders, you know, Murta, Saka, all of them got to give themselves a big pat on the back for what they're doing. But the rest of them, Smith Rowe, he's got a big season ahead, massive season. I'm not selling him. He's got the Euro under-21s to compete in. We all know how good he could be. He could win player of the tournament at that if he applies himself properly. He's took the geezer that, you know, got Nketiah from looking quite scrawny and everything to giving him the abs and the muscles. He's took him with him. So hopefully he's getting him on a plan to get him sorted, because that was, you know, his weight and his fitness was called out by the manager, if you remember, towards the end of the season when he was questioned, why weren't you picking him? Vieira, I know a lot of people want him out on loan. Some actually want to sell him. I think he needs to be kept. You mentioned it a couple of podcasts back, Jack. He never got a full pre-season with us. We signed him, I believe. What was he, just coming back from a broken leg or something?
Yeah, he had a bad ankle sprain from what I remember. Yeah. He might have got it in like one of our early games or just as he left Porto. I don't remember, but he basically missed
out. Yeah, no, he was. I remember the first picture we saw of him, he had the like brace and that, didn't he? He had like his leg in the thing. Yeah. So, yeah. So he's one that I'm not going to throw him out. For me, I think there's qualities there that we've seen throughout the season. It's just games that we played him in. I think we asked him to do too much at a really, really crunch time against really, really physical sides. A lot of people were calling him out for the game against Southampton, and rightfully so, but at the same time, you're bringing him out of the cold, really. I couldn't remember the last time that he started. He'd come on as a sub, but I couldn't tell you the last time he started before that Southampton game. And you were literally asking him to go up against Brutes FC next to Newcastle, the basketball team. Well, Southampton weren't, especially that back, you know, they had that guy that beat up Jesus in the away fixture playing. He ended up scoring as well, didn't he, the cretin? But, you know, the massive, massive people, and you're asking him to try, and he was never going to. You know, they were trying to still fight away relegation at the time. So they just saw him and thought, well, we're going to smash through. You know, a bit like Reyes in the 49th game at Old Trafford. Well, we're just going to smash through you, mate, because you're a nothing. And they got away with it as per. And but no, he's got to stay for me. I still think there's a player in there, and he's got wicked potential, and he just needs to bulk up and he'll be fine.
Yep. And Xhaka obviously leaving, we expect. Yeah. Well, we don't know. Look, yeah. Every day that goes by that he doesn't leave. I think he's got 12 lives, Granit Xhaka. We'll see him rock up to the USA tour.
All you keep seeing is we won't let him go until we find a replacement. But he must be sat there going, come on.
I don't understand that.
Want me to go. I want to go. You're holding me here against my will.
Well, it might indicate that if it is a certain someone, that maybe we're trying to repurpose that person into... because there's a lot of argument about six or eight, who's playing, you know, is this guy going to play? Well, you don't really know with Arteta with the eight. He's never bought really, Fabio Vieira, but he never really bought directly for that position. We don't really know what he wants. We knew how Xhaka adapted to it, and Xhaka had a great season, but he didn't. It's not like he contributed good numbers, but not massive numbers. I think it was like 7 goals, 5 assists, and 2 of those were on the final day of the season, so you're really talking like 5 and 5. So is that enough for Arteta from that? Does he expect more from there, or is it more about what they do with the ball? It'd be very interesting to see. You don't want another playmaker like Odegaard, I presume. You know, that's why all the links are like Maddison and things like that I'm not really buying into. But I think Xhaka, he's got to be going now. We got to refresh that position, I think. It's good for him. It's good for the club. He's done well. But agree with all that. Neil, you're going to take wingers, and then I'm going to go to Mike for the striker position. So wingers... We got Saka and Nelson. Looks like Nelson's going to sign. I know it's not done yet, but looks like if we're positive, it's going to sign. Could talk about Kosa Dubry there. And then Martinelli and Trossard. We'll say Trossard is a left winger for this purpose of this. We know he can be versatile, though.
Easy. People four.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, moving on.
Marquinhos and Pepe, Neil. What are you doing?
Stem out. Yeah, what are you doing? It's more interesting.
Pepe, if anyone wants him, can go. Or just put him in the boot of that taxi that you and Mike have been talking about. So we got Runnison in there. Who else was in there? Niles? Who else? Cedric. Yeah. And then maybe in the boot, we just throw Pepe in there. So,
nothing for him, are we?
No. Marquinhos, no. He's one for the future. We have to either... he'll probably go on loan, but I think he's got... great potential. We need to.
Can we get him alone in the league? That would be a nice one.
That would be perfect. Send him to Crystal Palace. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Or even West Ham. Maybe a part of a little deal with for old Ricey.
Yeah.
So they can. You can have him, because they're not touching Elmer Smith Rowe. If any rumours that I've heard are true, no chance. Yeah. They would. No. So we can give them Marquinhos on loan, and we take Rice. The other of Trossard, Martinelli, you know how I feel about them, especially Trossard. I love him to bits. Saka goes without saying. And Nelson, I also have a lot of time for. And I just hope he signs. I hope he seals it. So,
sounds like it's going in the right direction there with Nelson.
Good.
And, it's an interesting one to see if he plays right or left, Nelson. But yeah, go ahead.
James. Today on Twitter, it was officially, you know, it was the end of Pepe's loan. And I saw a lot of these Arsenal accounts putting up the highlights packages of all of his goals and some of the tricks and that for us. And I was literally underneath replying, like, tag all the Saudi Arabian clubs. Just tag them. Yeah, exactly. They need to watch it. Don't watch any of his loan in France. Just watch these clips of him, you know, all the assists from the cup final and then free kicks that saved Emery's job when really he wanted one of them to hit the post, so he sacked him quicker. But
he's perfect for Saudi Arabia.
Oh, yeah.
Three or four million would do that. That's like a week's wage for some of the players there.
I'm thinking of going in the garden and doing some keepy uppies to see if, you know, Al Nasser will sign me. It's getting to that stage, you know. They're going mental for everybody.
Unbelievable money. I'm kind of glad they didn't get Messi in a way, because it would have just gone insane, wouldn't it? But hopefully it's, I don't know. It's just money you can't even comprehend. It's literally to that point. And at the moment, they're getting players at the latter end of their career. But when they start grabbing 26, 27-year-olds, you might want to start being worried, don't we? Mike, the conundrum is two Brits at the centre-forward position. And Balogun's now playing for US. But Jesus, Balogun, Eddie, keep, sell, or loan? Go ahead.
Jesus, obviously, keep. And I think it all depends on, I think, as James said earlier, if he's on his list, he's probably got Balogun as number two in terms of the amount of maybe money we could generate if we were to sell him, because he's hot at the moment. His stock is high. And they're obviously talking about a few clubs, a couple in Italy, aren't they? James, I think, is looking around. And I think a lot of people say, yeah, get rid of Eddie. But, you know, it's like we turned down, what was it, 25 million from him a couple of years ago for West Ham. I don't know whether you get that amount now. And I don't think Arteta will. I don't know if Arteta's going to be that way to sort of just cut him off like that. I'm not sure. But if it was my choice, if we were going to be getting a different type of profile striker, I would probably move on Eddie and then try and get a different type of striker in, a different profile, a bit more presence, and then go from there. Because I think, you know, 21 goals in France, obviously, you've got to look, like, Lacazette scored, was it, how many did he score? I think 26, wasn't it? Something like that in France as well. So, but you've got to look and see, will he plug into the system, you know, Balogun, you know, is he more of a off-the-shoulder type striker, you know, still, you know, or can he link the play? So that'll be interesting, where we know Eddie has tried to link the play, but we know that it affected sort of Martinelli's output when he was on the playing there. There wasn't that sort of linkage there. Yeah. So I will keep Jesus, definitely. And if it was down to me, I would probably keep Balogun and maybe sell Eddie. But I think it's going to be the other way around.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you on that. I think it might be the other way around as well. So we've gone through the squad. Now I want to get roughly, this is all going to make us look stupid, but it's good to look back on, I reckon. Last year, I think we looked terrible with the numbers, James, didn't we? Net incoming. So with this, you've got, obviously, we're saying what we want, but then we've got to think what we're actually going to happen to get our net incoming. So if you're thinking Tierney and Balogun sale, then plus all the little other ones, what is your net incoming numbers, knowing that we basically sold absolutely terribly over the last 2-3 years. So it should all be positive stuff here, no matter what number you come up with. James, what's your net incoming number?
Oh my goodness, right, you're asking me to do maths off the top of my head now. This is where you expose me.
Give me the numbers and I'll do the math.
Right, so you got Tierney.
Yeah.
I reckon you're getting about 35-40 million.
Gotcha. I'm going to hit you the low end. 35.
Fingers crossed. If it's Newcastle, I want that up to 60. I'm like, you lot are playing. If you want him,
did you hear
playing.
What they said this week? We've already got a 75 million budget.
Yeah.
That was directly for us, wasn't it? That was direct. Yeah. Like, they've got a 75 million
budget. Haven't you seen their new shirt they announced today with some new company that they've just created? I'm like, oh, yeah, that's another funnel. I'm like, brilliant. Yeah, lovely stuff. Let's be optimistic and say 40, but I reckon you're probably going to get 35.
Yeah,
holding,
I've got you.
Holding, I'm saying anywhere between 5 to 8. So I'll call it in the middle. I'll call it in the middle and say about 6.5.
Six and a half, gotcha.
Xhaka, I believe, is already done for 12, is it? Well, not done, but do you know what I mean? It was 12 million, wasn't it?
Yep, 53.5, carry on.
Yeah, Renarsson, I don't even, I wouldn't even
minus
know if I'd
point
get,
two.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't even know if I'd get a pack of Walkers for Renarsson.
It's not going anywhere. Tavares, any money there?
Tavares, let's say five to seven again.
Okay, so we're hitting about 60 mil here.
Yeah. Yeah, Pepe, I think, is going to be a ripper-upper. He's going to be a... Agree. Sadly. Trusty, if you're saying anywhere between 2 million, Chuck, let's call it a 2. Patino.
It's a hard one, isn't it?
Is he between 8 to 10 as well, do you think?
If we're lucky. I'll give you 8.
Yeah, we'll go 8. Yeah, let's go low end on him. And Lokonga. How much did we pay for Lokonga? Was it 23?
Mil. I think it was 17.
What?
Yeah, I know. 17. It's not a big deal, okay. Is it, looking back at it?
I reckon about 15 for him. And then how much did Mari go
do
for?
Do you? All right, okay. We're getting 5 million for Mari. That's a definite. So I'm adding that
okay,
in.
Okay, so add that in. Yeah, and then let's go. Talk to
me. You haven't said a striker. You haven't mentioned Eddie or Balogun.
Oh, yeah, Balogun, if he's to go, he's another 35, 40 as well.
Okay, James thinks we're getting 125 million in.
Yeah.
That sounds positive. Okay, Neil, you don't have to go through each player if you don't want. You just call out a random number. I like it that way, though. I like doing the mental math.
Well, but, we have to pay James and Michael the taxi fee to get rid of some of the players which you're going to get nothing for.
So one that will trip be gone back.
I don't know what if
Anthony's editing, you could just put the Jeopardy. Well, if we don't get done for copyright, put a Jeopardy music over me reading that and trying to add it all up in my head just then.
I don't know. James and Michael might get a bit greedy, so he could be losing millions on that one. But anyway,
yep.
Mate, you'd have to pay for. I haven't got a license. You'd have to pay for the fees for the court for me court dates.
Well, Michael can drive. You can navigate. You could be the co-pilot.
If I was a sat nav voice, he'd turn it off. He'd fry out and launch the thing.
Brilliant. Right, okay, let's go through them very quickly. Xhaka, 12 to 15, I reckon 12. Yeah, 12. Tierney, I would have said 30, but 35 sounds better, so we'll go for 35. I agree with James, though. I'm the same. If Newcastle want him, double it. Why not? But yeah, we'll go 35.
You're at 47. Balogun, carry on.
Balogun, 33.
That's right. 33, you're at 80.
Yeah. Platino, 7.5, same cross price as Bergkamp.
87.5, like it.
Who else is there?
Holding.
Ooh. Go for 6.
Nice. 93.5 so far. Who else are we missing? Tavares, Sambi, Pepe, you think any money there?
No, Pepe, nothing. I agree with James on that one. Sambi and Simba and Tavares saved 10 for the 2.
Okay. 103.5. Did you say Balogun already?
No, I haven't. Oh, did I?
You said 35, 47. You did. You added a 33 there.
33.
Yep. I think that's about it, unless we're missing a big one, but I don't think we are.
You missed then. I'm surprised.
You didn't miss anyone significant. Oh, Trusty. You missed Trusty.
You got Trusty, the Mari money, yeah. and then potentially a Cedric money if we, you know.
I've added the Mari money, 108.5.
He's fighting for his place, Cedric, so just careful.
Like, I'm giving Neil 2 million on Trusty because that's supposedly the fee. So Neil is 110.5 mil.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Okay, and Mike, any numbers that you've got there that you want to differ? He's doing it. I like it. He's got
a calculator
out.
He's got a pen. He's got a pen. He's doing it properly.
apart from, you know, obviously Mari, Trusty, you know, what's that, 7 in total? I reckon probably get eight for Tavares. Holding, I think we might get 12 million because of his hair. He's sensational.
12, I like that.
Not James's levels, but just all the conditioner and everything. You know, we've got to clean up with it, you know, with the showers for that in the dressing room. I think Kit Tierney, 35. But the thing is, he's under contract, isn't he? So we can, the opposite side, we're giving players away because we can't sell them. Well, we've got someone under contract a couple of years, so let's make the most of it. Same with Balogun. I think 40 million for him, at least. Again, he's under contract. He's only signed the new contract we was all talking, was it this time last year, maybe before, thinking, oh, we're going to lose him, and he signed that contract. So he's under contract. So we can't give him away. We've got to, try, you know, if we are going to sell him, try one iron's hot. I reckon 40 at least. Lokonga, 8. If we can get that, obviously Cedric and Pepe will go in a free because we, you know, they'll get paid off. Jorginho would be minimal, wouldn't it? If it's anything, he's got an 18-month contract, so it will probably be another gentleman's, you know, situation. Yeah, just let you go. Xhaka, 12 to 15, probably 15, I'll say, because I think he's off a good season. And Patino, as Neil said, maybe 5 million, maybe just again he's only had that season at Blackpool, and he played well, didn't he? But as a team, they didn't really rip it up, did they? So he wasn't in the spotlight, wasn't in the playoff situation, for example. So people were watching him and seeing it, you know. So I'll say maybe, you know, 5 for him. So that would probably be my list.
Cool. I didn't add it up off the top of my head. Did you have a total number?
75 with Balogun and Tierney. 83 with Lokonga.
Xhaka, you said?
91 with Tavares. And then Xhaka, 15. So 106.
Plus 5 for Mari. And I think you said 5 for Patino.
Yeah.
116 ish for Mike, and I
you
have.
Do you think we're getting anything for Pepe? Quick, Mike.
No. It will be you know, pay him to go, basically.
Yeah.
Bagger.
Yeah. Well, we're all very close.
Yeah. Would you in the club record signing? You know, going, we're paying him to go. Is you can't keep. We can't keep doing this.
It just shows the failure of that past regime, doesn't it?
Well, it's any, you know, I was going to say everyone part of that deal should be sacked. Pretty much all of them.
They already are. Everyone's gone from that deal. Yeah.
Yeah, shocking, isn't it?
It's bad. It's really
ridiculous.
Bad.
You know, that's a record signing. So yeah, it's max mad. Mental.
It's mental. So I've got Mike at 116 million, James 125, Neil 110.5, and I put 118. I went somewhere in the middle. I basically agreed with all of you on it, almost all your fees. I just said we wouldn't get anything for Sambi. I get the feeling it's going to be another loan for him, but so I went with that. But so where do we need to purchase? Mike, if you had to say top three positions, the reason I'm saying top three is because I think, you know, I know what your first two are. But you can say them. If you were to say top three though, because you could say 6 or 7 if you really wanted to say that the ideal perfect scenario, you get the right back, left back, centre back. But if you just say top three positions, what would your third one be after the two central midfield? I presume your first two are 6 and 8. So
yeah, the first two are the ones everybody knows. Ricedo, what people call it.
Ricedo, saw that.
But it depends. If Tierney goes, then that's fundamental. That has to be sorted out. Someone who can play, who can come in and replicate to a certain extent what Zinchenko does, but be better defensively if it's possible. I don't know if that's that. It's Fresneda's right side, isn't he? So
he's very strongly close to Dortmund, according to reports today. So
I think the three depends on. Unless you're getting a strong, I think number three depends on who goes out, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because if you let Balogun or Eddie go, then you have to get a forward in, and ideally someone with a high profile. If Tierney goes, you have to get someone in like left hand side. Because even if we're relying on, say, Tomiyasu doing that from within, maybe Kivior, then you're still short in that regards. And can you rely on Tomiyasu? You've got to pretty much write him off till the new year, because when he's fit, he's off for the Asia games, isn't he? You know, so there's that angle. And obviously we don't even want to entertain the centre back situation. If Saliba doesn't sign and we try and cash in on that, then we'll have to spend big on that position possibly as well. So I would say, right now, the top two are the top two, and then it just, for me, it depends. So that could be someone like, a forward. I don't know who that is. I mean, obviously, the one that we were all talking about was, you know, maybe thinking about maybe someone like in the Tony sort of profile, who offers a little bit different. It's got the plan B situation, or someone like Xavi Simmons, who've been talking about, who's multifaceted, can play all along the line. Again, he's maybe not got the presence, obviously, but he offers something. He will have the add the layer of depth, the squad depth, which we need. So, so I would say defensively, it would be someone, a left back, and people say Cancelo. I don't think Cancelo wants to come back to the Premier League. Apparently, he's done with it. He doesn't want to.
It's a weird link, that one as well, isn't it? Because
he's better defensively than Zinchenko, but he's still very
So
I can't think of who, but for me it would be defensively, because it's pretty much certain that Tierney's going to go. So that would be the third one on the list. You know, a left back.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I know we've got the whole Kivior situation; he can plug in. But I just think I want someone who's a natural.
Yeah. In that position. Yeah. Yeah. No, I understand your thought process. It's interesting because the third one, you can ask probably 100 Arsenal fans, and they might give you something different. They don't. I feel like it's very up in the air. Probably is largely dependent on, you know, does Nelson sign? Does, you know, like, what are we doing in those positions? Are we losing players? So. I think, like you said, the top two are pretty obvious, and I think there's a good chance those two central midfielders that I think we're going to sign, even if you can argue against the players all you like, but I think we're going to sign two central midfielders. I think there's a really good chance they're both going to start the season. I really think there's a good chance that they, because I'm not sure that the drop off from Partey is significant, but also the lack of faith in Partey to actually play central midfield in those latter games was just as significant. It's not like he stuck with him and blindly pushed through it like Klopp did with Trent all season or something like that. You know, he literally pulled him out, which was very, very interesting. James, dream signing, and don't mention Saliba. We already know that's the dream signing of a contract, but the dream incoming signing that's realistic to the point of 5-10%. Would be what for you? Is it someone that we're strongly linked with, or is it someone else?
Yes, Saicedo.
Yeah,
we talk about levels and game changers. That's the guy. If you want to flip what Zinchenko does to go to the right, which Arteta did, you know, when you see what Arteta does, sometimes it's a good indicator of what he wants to do going forward. He tried that twice, didn't he? If you want to do that twice, go get the man that done it against you. And absolutely school, you know, like I said to you the other day, Jack, on WhatsApp, other than when he absolutely shanked through Martinelli, he destroyed us that game. And he's done it against Man United earlier in the season as well. He'd done it against Liverpool earlier in the season as well. All the teams that you want him to do it for, you know, Man City away when they play, when they went to Brighton and had the draw. Okay. I think they'd already won it by then, didn't they? So give or take, but he was brilliant in that game as well. So yeah, he's one for me that you've got to get. He's a game changer, isn't he? He really is. He helps us so much. And okay, if you look at it and think he's got what, 3 years, and then he's going to go to Madrid or whatever, you could say that about a couple of them. If we don't start winning the big pots, and I've always said it, I agree with Neil as well. I don't diminish the FA Cup, but in terms of ranking, everyone says it's the one with the crown or the one with the big ears. And if you don't win one of them in the next 2 to 3 seasons, we're going to have a lot of our players that we've just recently renewed that's going to jog on as well, not just him. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll wait and see.
I'll try not to get my hopes up on Saicedo because it feels very Mudricky Chelsea.
Oh, yeah. It's
like, doesn't it? But
we said the other day, didn't we, that they've said that the guy... he's a very, very good director. They've wheeled him out to do all the podcasts recently, but he's a brilliant talker, the Brighton director. He's been on loads of different ones. And he come out and said, didn't he, if there's a player included that we want as part, and that made me think, well, you want Cole. You've already had a bid turned down for Caldwell, haven't you? What are you doing, by the way?
The hope is...
sit still.
Idiot. The hope is... I can't see it, but that Chelsea somehow really see the talent in Caldwell. That would mean they actually see to the future.
I read Pochettino wanted to keep him.
Yeah, I'm sure once they chuck 50 million towards him, though, he'll probably have to think otherwise, won't he? Because they've just bought, what is it, the guy from Monaco, I think it was, and he's basically tailor-made for that position as well, isn't he? So there's only so many players there that they can keep. Hopefully they dig their heels in, because then it brings it back to a level playing field a little bit, you know. But if not, it does feel very... But I agree with you. I think Saicedo is fantastic. My dream is obviously Camavinga. So I'm going to say we're going to sign him, you know, because that's the promised land for me. So, Neil, if you had to say biggest area you're concerned at the end of the summer that we weren't going to strengthen that you really want to strengthen, what would it be? Like, if you looked at it and you're like, I'm worried that we're just not going to address this weakness or this position.
Okay, yeah, I'm not going to say names. I'm not going to do it. Apart from Saliba, of course. I'm not going to say any names, because there's too many out there that have let us down, or we've been let down, and we've been convinced that they're coming. So I'm just not going down that route. However, yeah, we definitely need strengthening in the midfield. That's so important, considering Xhaka's potentially off. To talk about Jorginho, I don't mind Jorginho. I'm a kind of a little bit gutted if he goes, because I think he has added something quite important. Michael's right by saying that, you know, the kids have got they've got the experience. They don't really need someone like him, but I think he's added some good stuff as well. So, but if he goes, I mean, look, our midfield is decimated. So for me, the midfield is so important, as you guys have been talking about anyway. So that goes without saying, but it's this Tierney thing. Do you know what? There's a part of me deep inside, there's a feeling that he might not go. And I don't know why I'm getting this feeling, but there's a small part of me thinking he ain't going to go. And I don't know whether it's the lure of the Champions League that may... I know Newcastle obviously is in the Champions League too, but I don't know. So if he stays, that's okay. But I don't know if it was James or Michael, but if he goes, then we obviously need to address that position as well, because Zinchenko is not the answer. We all know he can't defend. And we're going to need games where there's difficulties, where things are not going our way in an attacking fluent motion, and we're going to need to dig in deep, and we're going to need a defensive, you know, left-back there, proper orthodox left-back. So I think that's an important position. I was with you all the way, Jack, with the right wing. But... you know, you yourself have said Jesus has done very well there if need be. We've also got Nelson potentially staying. So I think between the two of them and Saka will get the rest that he needs and be rotated, you know, in between the Champions League and the Prem. So I'm now thinking that maybe that's not as important position as maybe the midfield is. So for me, the three, depending again on what happens with Tierney, is midfield, left back. And then I would even go as far as to say, and I think we do need a striker, a different type of striker. Because for me, Eddie's definitely not the answer. I'm really sorry, James. I did try this season, but he's just not the answer for me. I think he's going to stay. I agree with you. I think it's Bellingham that's going to go. Out of the two, if we had no other option, I would rather keep Bellingham. But it's definitely going to be Eddie staying and Balogun going. But I think going one level above that, I think we do need someone completely different. We need someone who's is dynamic, I would say in a weird way, an orthodox, just a striker, a centre-forward striker who's strong and who can work with the system. But like a Lacazette on steroids, I'd say. Something like that.
With a bit of height.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just a
we have
big,
no height
strong
up there
guy.
At all, do we? Yeah.
No, nothing. That's the problem. And it doesn't matter because, you know, 88 goals. You still got one of the goals. It wasn't as if we were running shy of them. But there's certain key games which can be so important where even those strikers or those forwards are not having any luck. And you've got someone who's big, powerful and strong that can maybe hold the ball a little bit and make something happen. And I think that's the kind of player that isn't in Eddie, unfortunately. And in a weird way, isn't even in Jesus. And I just think that we need someone up there. So there would be my concerns. But first and foremost, I know you said don't talk about him, but I think it's imperative that we keep hold of Saliba.
Well, we've had some positive talks this week on Saliba. I know you don't look into that too much, but it's been a lot more positive than it was a couple of weeks ago, where it was just like nothing was moving. So I think I'm sort of in the 60% bracket at the moment. I think I'm slightly more positive that he will sign. Plus, we're not really seeing strong links to people coming in for him, which is a good sign, I think. Possibly. I don't know. So that's a really good thing, because he is imperative that we sign him. Oh, that's the biggest one I'm worried about, is the alternative striker or right-sided player. I'm concerned we just don't touch that. And I could live with it, possibly, if we did, you know, went really big for quality in the centre of the pitch, double time. And it doesn't have to be Rice. Everyone says Rice or Saicedo. It doesn't have to be them. There are probably five other names we could talk about right now that are top players. They just don't necessarily cost that fee. Is the difference, Mike? I think there's some data on Arteta signing. About 50% of his signings have been from the league. So if we're bringing in a 6 and an 8, I think it's pretty good suggestion or estimate to say that if they're both going to start and they're both going to have to just roll right in, then those have probably got a 60 or 70% chance of being from the league because they've got to start. You know, the alternative fullback that you just talked about or the alternative striker, they could be from outside the league because if it's 6 month transition for them, it doesn't hurt you as much. But the two central midfielders, I'm almost in my head right now, I'm like, I think that they're, unless there's, you know, like a Zubimendi release clause or something, they've almost got to come from within the league. The question is, can we go really that big on two players, like a Rice and Saicedo? And does it even work for you? Do you see a way in which two players like that fit into a side like ours?
I think so, because I think that the common denominator with most of the players that Arteta have signed is their versatility, the fact that they can operate in different positions. Obviously, as Jay's mentioned, what Caicedo did against us, and there's the inverted, you know, on the right coming in. You know, Rice can operate as a six, and he can turn into maybe a box to box as well. So he's got that aspect of it. You know, he's got goals in him, but will does Arteta see that as an eight and then develop that out of him? Does he get that? So I think both of them coming in can definitely work, because then, like I said, there'd be games where maybe you could play a double pivot. You know, you could play both of them as a pivot. You could play Partey as one of them. You could play, you know, and then maybe one of them doesn't even start. And then that's where we get into that famous, you know, word that we love to, you know, love to say, levels. You know, the level doesn't drop. You know, if you've got someone like Rice or Caicedo coming in off the bench to replace someone else. So I think they definitely can do it. I know there's stuff coming out now about West Ham wanting the payments, you know, is it 100 million? They want it in two or three payments. And then we've got a bit of debt because of the money that we spent over the last couple of years now that, you know, might, you know, impinge some of the what we want to do. But I think with the money coming in with what we've got, from the finishing second, obviously the TV money, the Champions League, I think we can do it. You know, we know KSC have got the money. They've just got, you know, we how much should we bid for Caicedo in January?
70.
Right. So then, and on top of that, you know, we got Trossard for
20-25.
We're gonna drop how much on Mudryk?
I think our final bid was around 80-85 for Mudryk.
Right, so the money's there. The finance package is there still, and since then, if anything, we've got a little bit more money just because of the shirt sales, because of qualifying for Europe, for Champions League, it's for the TV money. So if anything, we're in a better position financially, unless there's been some massive bonuses for finishing in second and finishing in getting Champions League football. I think it can be done. I know a lot of people are saying, well, it can't be done. It can be done. It's whether we pull the trigger, whether we actually...
Everything aligns, yeah.
And the fact that we're a week and a bit after the season's finished and we've not heard anything about Caicedo, we've not had a bid or anything come in. Meanwhile, Liverpool have signed, you know, his teammate, you know, what, for 35, 40 million. That's a bit. Well, what are we waiting for? Are we waiting for Rice? Well, why are we waiting for Rice to, you know, to sort that out first? Why don't we just get our work done? I know Edu's on holiday, isn't he? So that could be.
Yeah, oh, he's back. He was at the O2 Arena last night. I'm following on Instagram, stalking him big time.
There you go.
He was at the O2 last night. Yeah, he's back.
Who was on at the O2?
I've no idea who he was listening to, but he was with his family. So I saw his little Instagram story and I went, hold on a second, just did a location check. The cloud formation is in London.
I was going to say, now, Michael's spot on here, because especially for Arsenal, when would you think Arsenal in January are going to do 155 million on two players? Never. But we put those two bids in. That could have been accepted and we could have done 155 million in a January. That's mental for us. We'd never do. But I think it was exceptional circumstances for where we were. You know, we
one
were
so, the other.
Yeah, but it, and I mean, again, I don't want
to,
you know, like you said earlier, you want to look forward and not backwards. But it was 5 points. That's two games. I know in the end they sort of threw their last couple away because they'd already won it, didn't they?
If they had to, we did with Brighton, though, didn't they? As well, in a way, you know.
Yeah, if they had to win them, then it would have been 9 or 12. You know it, I know it. Yeah. But it was, you know, if you're looking at that thinking it's only, you know, two games, you've only got to win two. If we'd have won one of the two we played against them, which is what we talked about the other week, wasn't it? Every time that we've won the Prem, we've beat the rival in that year. You know, the 98. Beat United with the Overmars one at their gaff.
Yeah, 0-1.
You had the Lundberg goal, didn't you? Or Wiltord, whatever it was.
Yeah. Old Trafford beat them 3-2 in one of those seasons as well.
You've got to take points off your rivals, whether it's home or away. You've got to get out of there with a point or whatever, or even get a point. We times what we drew with United at home when we've won. So we've just got to be, you know, as Adam said against Forest, we've got to be resilient, and that's what we need to plug in. And if we get them to in the middle, bloody hell, you know, resilience is there in that middle, in the engine room. And like I think James said in the last pod you did, you know, when I said at the press conference, he said, you know, he needs more in the engine, you know, and he's basically, that's what he's saying. I think we're going for both. And
yeah,
massive statement if we do it. But we have to do it. We have to punch our weight now, you know.
Yeah. The thing is, I think I mentioned this to James maybe earlier today. I was like, bidding wars. If we get into a bidding under Mikel Arteta and Edu, the signs are if there's a bidding war anywhere, we don't come out of it with a player. Basically, like if there's a true bidding war, like the Chelsea Mudrick one, I know there was a lot of political stuff that went on there, and it doesn't really make a lot of sense. But basically, if there's a true bidding war where teams are going back, we're the first. Rafinha's a great example. I know he didn't want to come to us, but we went in for him. Suddenly, Chelsea and Barcelona sort of cropped up the money, and we were just like, "Boom, we're out." You know, like that's what we did, didn't we? That's what we did. So, I mean, in a way, what you hope is, how do we avoid the bidding wars? It's by really have an agreement with the player and the agent from early doors that, hey, we are the club for you. So the quieter these deals go for the longer, I think it works in our favour in a way, as frustrating as it is to not hear anything. We almost want it to be like, boom, bid in, accepted. Do you remember Mudrick? It was like 7 or 8 times back and forth, and you were like, something's off here. It's just not rolling the way it should, and everyone knows about it. So I find that a little bit... Yeah,
it's true. I mean, because picking up on that, David Sullivan said, what was it? He said, obviously, what he said about Rice, and said, you know, decent clubs don't bid, you know, for a player when the season is still on. And their season finished, what, a couple of days ago? They've all had the parade. No one's bid for him. It's meant to be 3 or 4, but no one else has gone in for him. But Bayern haven't bid in. United haven't. No one's let the table to bid yet. So that could tell you that an agreement is already in place, and it's just us talking between, you know, he's apparently been talking to his dad and him, and been in his ear all season. Because if that wasn't the case, why hasn't there been a bid elsewhere? Which, if that's what it's leading towards. So I think, you know, there's no smoke without fire. And I think, you know, I think you mentioned it in the chat once, Jack, a couple of months ago about when the Jesus smoke came out. And that came out quite early into the season was still going on. And we were thinking, oh, well, what's all that about? It's just all season ticket renewal stuff. And look what happened. And it could be the same. But I just think it's weird that someone so high profile, that news was kind of released
when we knew
that there were other clubs that would, you know, United would want him, City, Newcastle would want him, Chelsea would obviously be interested, Liverpool. Yeah. But I think there's the fact that there hasn't been anyone has tabled anything yet could mean that we've basically shook hands with West Ham and said, look, you know, honour the guy's wishes. You know, you know, he's giving you great service. Just honour the guy's wishes. Don't do a Mudrick and just...
Yeah. Go up and up and up.
Turn it into auction. He's delivered you a trophy. Just, you know, just...
Yeah, for the sake of 5 or 10 million. Exactly. Yeah. And I'm starting to believe it. I really am. I didn't believe a lot of the Rice stuff. But I am starting to believe that he's going to come to Arsenal. I am actually starting to believe that it will happen, because it's so quiet and there's so much about, you know, if you evaluate the other teams, Mike, there's a reason we've got a one up on them, on all of them. You could theory it out, right? Liverpool got too many positions to set. That's why they're going for relatively cheap purchases. They want like 7 or 8 players. We know Liverpool don't spend notoriously even as much as we do, let alone the other big clubs. Chelsea have got this huge FFP issue, which we don't really know if FFP exists, but they have to get rid before they buy. They can't keep buying. They have to get rid of like 3 or 4, and clubs are being clever with them. Man, you were going, "Yeah, we'll just wait on Mount because we ain't going to pay that.
Yeah.
We'll just wait on Havertz." So that's what people are saying, and it's just ruining them a little bit, so they can't move as quickly as they want. And then you know, United's takeover, it's not even happened yet. There's reasons to look at each club that is going for the players that we might be going for and think we could do these deals if we've got an agreement there and we can get somewhere within 90% of the fee that the club wants. Obviously it's harder than that, but there is a reason to be quite positive on that. I'm starting to genuinely believe that Rice will happen. I think it will happen.
If you watched the final the other day, straight after it, he grabbed his nephew, didn't he, at the crowd, and they're doing the dance and everything, and he had all his brothers and that there with him, and his dad's his agent, but his dad was was an agent for a lot of Chelsea people. That's where he obviously Rice started, didn't he? Was let go by their academy and then went to West Ham. Yeah, and I think that the City link is still there, and that to me just makes. That to me, you have a little bit of worry. You have a little teeny bit of worry. However, I look at it and think, watching him up close with his family and all like that, would he reroute them to Manchester? No. I don't think he'd do it. The way he was so close with them all.
That's why the buying links are ridiculous. Yeah. It's not happening. Yeah. It's not happening. You can talk about if they're a bigger club than us. It's not happening. We've established English players within the league. They're not going. Kane ain't going to Real Madrid. He ain't going there. I don't think so. Not personally. I know that it's Tottenham, but he ain't going to. He wants the goals.
You look at it as well, barring Odegaard. You know, say he comes in. If Odegaard, I hope it doesn't happen. If Odegaard gets walloped and you're looking at who can be the captain of that team with him out, because Xhaka's not going to be there anymore. Yeah. Declan Rice, isn't it? He knows as well how good Odegaard is. He's another one. He might not want to stay around, and he'll go, "I could be captain of Arsenal after him."
And that's the hint. Someone on another podcast made a really good point about Rice being a 6 or an 8, and you know, I'm like, I don't really know. He plays more of a 6 for West Ham, but the weakness to me with Rice is actually his ability to be able to distribute the ball like Partey. Like, I'm not sure he has that technical capabilities, but his strength is in his energy and his ability to run in open space and his win the ball up. So then you sort of think, could he be? We have no idea what he wants from the 8.
It's kind of
idea.
He's an 8. If he's coming, he's playing 8.
Yeah, I think he's playing in that position. But the fact that he's got the different facets to his game, that he can, if he needed, he can play as a 6 if he needed, or he can play as a double pivot. And I just think, you know, Rice ticks, if you compared him and Caicedo, he just ticks so many more boxes than Caicedo. But that's not to say he's, you know, a better player inside Caicedo, or we don't need Caicedo more, but he ticks so many boxes because what you said, you know, the position he can play, his character, he seems the way he's likeable amongst the squad. Did he miss one? I think he missed one game in the league this year, maybe.
Yeah, very reliable.
He hardly misses a game. There's so many boxes he ticks. That's why it would be a massive statement if we got both of them. You know, that'd be huge. That'd be a huge, like, you know, blow to everybody else. And, it would just totally re-energise that middle. But, I just think no news is good news in a sense. You know,
I agree with that. I think that's true.
As I said as well, we've been speaking to Caicedo's people since January, and there's stuff been coming out saying we've agreed fees or whatever terms or what have you. It's just agreeing a fee and a structure. How much do they want, you know, the payments over the length of the contract, or like, does West Ham want it over 2 years, 3 years? Are we able to do that? So, we just need to hopefully get Stan in a good mood. Hopefully the Nuggets win the NBA.
2-1 at the moment. 2-1,
yeah,
sorry,
win that,
2-1.
And then just just get a bit more dough.
Exactly.
When we were going for these players in Jan, we weren't looking to get anyone out, were we?
No.
Right. So we were
all over money.
So we were willing to pay what, 150? Yeah. 70 and 80?
155 for the two of them, yeah.
You could roll it back to the Rafinha one as well, Neil, to be honest.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So a bare minimum, say the two, 155 or 150 million, right? 150.
We can do it.
Then you've got at least a minimum of all the players that we've talked about going out, minimum, say, 100, even if Tierney stays, say 90 at the very minimum.
Yeah, that's realistic.
You're talking 240 million got available there for players.
Well, that's what I said, I think, the other day. I think in the chat, I said, if we got the two big ones, even if it wasn't the exact two names, we got two big ones in the centre, and you did, like, you skimmed elsewhere, you know, you got a free transfer.
I think it's enough.
And I do as well, because we're not sure, are we? We're not sure. Do we do an internal solution at right wing, or do you know what I mean? Like, it's not, you would really be excited about two starting for the next 5-6 years, 21 and 24 years old. I mean, it's incredible profile. And I think they're the two best midfielders in the league, other than Rodri. I really do. I think they're the two best midfielders in the league. I don't think it's even close. I think they're the two.
Neil's right when he said earlier that potentially Nelson renewing saves you buying the winger. So, you know, it might not be the answer that everybody likes. However, it looks to me. And like you said, he's buying within the league. We all want a starting six and a starting eight. They're going to be from within the league. He is not going to want two. He's not going to want at least two of them that are going to adapt. Yeah. And then if you, like you just said as well, I totally agree. If you spend big bucks on them two, you can sort of do filler with the rest. You know, I didn't want to bring it up because you don't want to put your neck on the line. But the Belgian guy that was on Twitter, I'm sorry, I've forgotten his handle. He was the guy that did Lokonga and Trossard for us. He's very, very good. He's a very, very good source.
He wanted to release a link to the fullback at Leicester.
Timothy Castagne.
Yeah.
And like I said to you before as well, didn't I? I there was a part of me that went, I swear he was Stuyvenberg when he was manager, had Castagne as his fullback, and he did.
Yeah.
So I'm like, Arteta likes speaking to the others that are around him. Because Edu knows all them Brazilian boys. He knows them all from City himself. But then he's got the other, you know, Trossard was at Genk under Stuyvenberg. So he's like, what's he like? Because he's very much about people, like Michael said as well, character. You know, character's that big word. And he said about the connection. And he's like, I want a personal connection with you off that pitch just as much as I want one with you on it. And then the fans will respond in tow as well. So I think, get them two big ones, and then, you can fill it out with your Castagne and your, you know, there was people saying about Sanabria potentially being brought in as a forward. He's 5'11". No, thanks. He's a good player, but he's 5'11". I don't see that.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah, and he's been linked for like 2 or 3 years. Yeah. He's becoming the new, who was the geezer that used to play? Was it Jefferson Martinez? He was linked every the old Colombian striker. He was always around. He's becoming a new one of him.
Last season we did almost all of it, and I know he looks at it. We had the best start to a season that anyone had had in years. Our best record in the first half of the season. We did all of our deals by mid-July. I know we went for Douglas Luiz late on, but we actually did all of our deals by mid-July. We're back on July 1st. That's 3 weeks. We've got pre-season on July 13th, first game against Nuremberg, right? Things are going to move a lot in the next 2 or 3 weeks. There's absolutely no chance that we don't get one or two in, and it's got to be the big ones by that early July point. So it's going to be really interesting. But I do have to get, for the net spend nerds, I've got to get a expenditure number. You don't have to go through the players, but just give me what you think, how much we're going to spend at the end of this window, disregarding the incoming, just outwardly expenditure. James, what number are you going to hit me with?
Are you saying net or just how much?
Just how much, because I'll do the calculation.
Because it's not about spend, it's about net spend.
It's about net spend. Yeah, Liverpool been telling me that for years. They've been living off Coutinho for years.
No, we're going to do in excess of 200 mil on players.
Okay, 200 plus. Okay. Okay, not specific, but okay, Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, I think with the big two, I think you're looking at 80 for Caicedo and 90 with add-ons for for Rice, and then whatever else. So I reckon maybe 220, maybe.
220, all right. Neil, what do you reckon? You said 240.
236,500.
Jesus Christ. Okay, 236.5. Okay.
And we're gonna be different this season. We're gonna have the depth we didn't have. We're gonna have the experience we didn't have, and we're gonna have the plan B that you guys were talking about in the last two or three games that he was talking about, and that's gonna take us to the Premiership and the Champions League.
Yes, yes. I'll go 204. 204.
So what's the net spend then? Come on, clever clogs.
Net spend for you is, you said net spend is about 126 million. James' net spend is only, well, it depends, 200 million plus. So let's assume around 200. He's about 75 million net spend. Mike's 104 million, and I am conservative at 86 million net spend, which is interesting. And if you had to say, just before we go, one player we're definitely getting. Neil won't like this one. James, one player, we're definitely getting him.
I want to say Saicedo.
Yeah, I want to say him as well.
I want to say Saicedo because I like him that much. But I do think out of the two, it's going to be Rice.
Yeah, Mike, you agree with that?
Yeah, it's going to be Rice. And yeah, the window opens on Monday, doesn't it?
Officially, so that's
why no one's put a bid in yet. But
Have we got another kit launch next week?
That's a good point. I don't want him seen in that one first.
Yeah. Oh no, I don't want him in the bloody high vis with the kids. Did you ever have one of them mats that you used to drive your toy cars on?
Yeah.
Looks like that, doesn't it? Absolute joke.
Sure.
Yeah. And the transfers are out on the fixtures are out on Friday, on Thursday, I think. So yeah, I'll say Rice. Yep. Rice definitely will be the one. I think it's going to 100% happen.
Yeah, and our season starts a week early because we're winning the Community Shield. Neil, anyone? Rice, you say, would you? I know you don't
What's
like
income. What's happened to Cancelo? What happened to him?
Mike said, and I think he's right, that he doesn't really want to come back to the league. He feels very Barcelona-ish, to be honest. But I don't really like the link as much because he's such a good player, but his weaknesses are mimicking of Zinchenko. Mm. They mimic
Zinchenko, yeah.
Correct. Yeah. If Guardiola and Tuchel both think you're a liability, how is he good enough for Arsenal? Because everyone's telling me that we're competing with Bayern Munich and Man City. So if Bayern Munich and Man City think he's dross, what makes him amazing for Arsenal? This is what Correct. I don't understand. This is what I don't understand. And I've asked people. I've asked people on Twitter about it, and they're like, "Because he's a serial winner." I'm like, "Well, you know, did you Traoré run a Champions League with Liverpool? You weren't all telling me to buy him, were you?"
Yeah.
What about Benzema? What's happening with him?
He's gone to Saudi Arabia.
He's already gone.
He's gone.
Oh, you should see his presentation, Neil.
Oh yeah.
You thought Michael Jackson was back, the bloody pirate. He come out. It was amazing. He come from under 60, the floor.
60,000, isn't it? 60,
yeah.
60,000 was there.
Yeah. Bloody light show. Yeah.
Right. Unbelievable.
It's a concert more than a player announcement. Bloody concert.
Yeah. They didn't get a fee for him, did they? Was he at the end of his contract? There was no fee for him.
I think he walked. Yeah.
Okay. There's my specific player coming in. Camavinga, based on that. Just think about it. Just think logically, though, right? They've spent 88 million they put down for Jude Bellingham. That was the first installment. The base was like 80 million. They had to give 80 million up front. Now they need to replace Benzema. That's going to cost them. They're not going to go cheap on that. They're going to go big. It's going to be a Lautaro Martinez, an Osimhen, a Kane. Maybe it'll be Kane, but you know, something like that. Then they also want Alphonso Davies from Bayern Munich. And that's going to cost them if they want to go there because they don't trust their left back. And Camavinga says he doesn't want to play there anymore.
He could be on some injury.
I'm telling you, just like because Casemiro, who would have thought Casemiro would have gone to Man United at the start of the transfer window last year? Absolutely no chance. They are going to. No, if someone bids 90 million for any one of their players, they will have to listen to it. And we've been linked to Camavinga. Even in January, Simon Collins said we wanted to loan him. And he's not a bad source to say that. That means we actually did want him, probably. And everyone went, loan him, because he wasn't playing. And then they started playing left back and da-da-da-da. So I'm going out there. I'm going for a madness. But we've got all the numbers. I'm screenshotting it because I know I'm throwing this away. So I'm definitely screenshotting it. But brilliant. We'll come back to this at the end of the transfer window. And we'll act like it didn't happen. We'll be sitting there with Jorginho and Conor Gallagher in our Chelsea will have Rice and Saicedo.
The the winner, the person who was the closest, gets the new away kit, yeah?
I'll tell you what, I'll do it.
Not the authentic version. You ain't getting the authentic. I ain't paying too much on that.
Does anyone want that? Is that a punishment or is that a reward? That depends who the winner. Which one is the winner? I'll tell you what, if anyone's within 10 million...
The only rice we're getting is Tilda, mate. I'm telling you.
I'll personally, and you can hold me to it, if anyone's within 10 million net spend, I'll send you whichever of the three kits that you want. I promise you that. Boys, it's been fun. I do really like talking about squad depth. I think I specifically do with Arteta and Edu, because they actually know what they're doing, you know, unlike our previous regimes and stuff like that. And they actually seem to get stuff done, which is really exciting. Yeah. So I really like it. But Mike, it's been a pleasure. Sorry to keep you up so late, boys. Neil, James, Rep Purely Arsenal FP. At Arsenal above all, obviously, always on YouTube. Post their podcast. I try to always make sure if I repost them, tell me if I don't, but I try to make sure I do. And you guys are more regular than we are, to be honest. So listen to them before us. But we're at Purely Arsenal FP on Twitter, and just type in Purely Arsenal to YouTube and you can listen to us ad free, all that good stuff. And we'll be back as soon as Rice arrives, which I reckon is about 10 days away, max. So we'll be back for them, won't we? cheers boys, keep it Arsenal, keep the faith. It's gonna be a madness. It's gonna be a madness, absolutely.